you love movies and movie discussions, you've come to the right place. Who am I, you ask? I am the Wiz, and I'm here today to review the 1970 drama Five Easy Pieces, starring Jack Nicholson and Karen Black, directed by Bob Rafelson. So I got to know what this movie was because of the Criterion Collection. It's going to be a common theme with a lot of these older movies that I suddenly become interested in because I'm a big collector of the Criterion Collection. And one of the big releases they had a number of years ago was the BBS Lost and Found Collection. And it's a really good-looking collection. It has movies like Head, it has King of Marvin Gardens, it has Easy Rider, but it also has this movie, Five Easy Pieces. And it's a movie that I have heard great things about. And me being somebody who loves character-driven dramas, and it was something that I was very interested in watching, especially with Jack Nicholson in it, because I actually really like Jack Nicholson as an actor. I'm actually very happy I got to see this film, and I finally got to crack open that box set. So why don't we get into it? Let's get into the review of Five Easy Pieces, directed by Bob Rafelson. But before that, let's get into the plot. This movie is about Bobby Dupay, who is played by Jack Nicholson. Bobby is somebody who is really not happy with where he is at right now. He is a blue-collar malcontent who works on an oil rig, and he kind of surrounds himself with people he can't stand, including his dim-witted but very loving girlfriend, Rayette, who's played by Karen Black. But the odd thing about Bobby is that he has immense talent as a classical pianist, which is a career and lifestyle that he pretty much rejected at a young age and ran away from home from the people who actually trained him to be that kind of classical pianist. When he finds out later that his dad has fallen gravely ill, he decides to drive up to Washington, where his family is, to reunite with his estranged family. All right, well, that is the plot, so let's get to my 3 points and five easy pieces. And my first point is, it forces you to find sympathy or scorn towards the main character. Again, I love character-driven dramas. I love character-driven movies in general. And one of the things I do like about these character-driven movies, a lot of them plainly show you who the character is, and it is up to you to decide if you like this person, despise this person, or if this is somebody that the movie wants you to sympathize with or really hate in a certain sense. Five Easy Pieces does a great job of having you come up with why you feel the way you feel. Do you like Bobby? Do you hate Bobby? Do you understand where he's coming from? Do you hate the way he is? It's just a film that has you look nakedly at the person and just show who he is. The film does a really good job of just basically keeping it centered. It just shows you who Bobby is throughout the entire film and the people who he surrounds himself with. And it's really up to you to decide how you feel about that character. And it's one of the things I love about this movie. There's a lot of filmmakers, they want you to lean a certain way as to whether you should like, hate, or feel the way you should feel about him. But this movie relies on you to actually come up with your thoughts on that end. And it does a masterful job of doing so. Now let's get into my second point for Five Easy Pieces, and that is, this is a tale of squandered potential. Bobby's story is also a story about somebody who had the means to be better, but chose not to take that path. And he's constantly surrounded by examples of people who didn't have that benefit or gift that he himself also despises. Because on the one hand, he feels like he's better than these people. But on the other, he's in the same level as them. So there's that frustration involved with him that shows that he shouldn't be here, but the decisions that he made as his life went forward have brought him here. And that gives him infinite frustration, even though he himself also decided he didn't want anything to do with that. And the film does a really good job of just showing Bobby, as talented as he is, but also as messed up as he is, that in ways he is the person that caused this problem, but he also may be a person of a bad circumstance, of a bad upbringing. Very complex movie in certain circumstances, because it doesn't give you a definitive answer as to why Bobby is the way he is or what kind of person that he truly is on the inside. You may feel you do know, and there are things in the movie that make you feel that way, but this movie actually obfuscates a lot of that too. And my third point, Nicholson gives an excellent performance. My God, this is such a good performance by Jack Nicholson. Their performers can just do what they are told to do and make the performance the way the director wants it and do a fantastic job of that. There are other performers that envelope themselves in the performance, that make it something that only they can do. And if you were to see anybody else in the role, it would just feel off. And this is one of those performances. It seems like Nicholson kind of identifies with this character in a very profound way, and it really shows throughout the entire movie. Nicholson doesn't play up the character. He doesn't emphasize certain things about the character. He just is the character throughout the entire film. And it's one of these performances, like I would say a great example of a performance that's like this is from a few years ago, which is Cate Blanchett from Tar. I think these are one-to-one, where they're both excellent performances that are very deep character studies. But it's the way that the performer envelopes himself into that character that makes it absolutely outstanding, and this is one of those performances. It's just an incredible performance. Definitely one of my favorites. It might be my absolute favorite of Nicholson's. An incredible job in this movie. And here are the footnotes for Five Easy Pieces. And my only footnote is that this is an inverted Good Will Hunting. I'm going to tell you, the first thing that this film reminded me of was Good Will Hunting, but in a weird way. It's about somebody who has this great potential, but doesn't use it. And there is frustration with the people he cares about that he doesn't use it. Good Will Hunting had the same plotline as well, but it's inverted because Good Will Hunting was a story of hope and a story of him trying to realize that potential and be happy. This is the opposite. This is somebody who downright rejects it and disappoints everybody who loves him. I think Good Will Hunting and Five Easy Pieces are a really good double feature. But I would say watch Five Easy Pieces first, then watch Good Will Hunting next, just as like a way to counteract the bitterness of the first with the sweetness of the second. If you want to make this a double feature, I would say watch Five Easy Pieces with Good Will Hunting. It might be a very interesting watch. Overall, I highly recommend Five Easy Pieces. A great performance, probably his best performance by Jack Nicholson. And it's a great character study and story about somebody who is deeply flawed and also is kind of unlikable, but in ways I still felt for this character. There are parts of this character that I felt that I identified with, and it's a film that when you do, it makes you question certain things about you and about things that you've done in the past, which is one of the best things that film can do for you. Is when you watch something, you realize, man, I identify with this character, but in this way that I really wish I did not. But it's incredibly moving in that sense. So overall, I highly recommend Five Easy Pieces. This is on Pluto TV, but if you have the Criterion box set, it's there too. I think it's also on sale as a standalone on Criterion Collection. So if you want to buy it too, that's there as well. But overall, I highly recommend Five Easy Pieces. Now, if you want my full review on this movie, you can go to my website at iamthewiz.com. You'll have my full written review right on the site, along with a link to the video that has this review that you've just listened to. Okay, so for next week, we're going to start this new theme, which is going to be Shakespearean adaptations. So Tuesday, we're going to start with Chimes at Midnight, directed by Orson Welles. Thursday is the 007 debriefings with Zero, and we're going to do License to Kill. And on Saturday, I'm going to do another Shakespearean adaptation, a director that I really like and I want to see more films of, and I'm glad I'm doing it. And the movie is The Bad Sleep Well, directed by Akira Kurosawa. I mean, what more can I say about Akira Kurosawa? He is a filmmaking master and has inspired a number of other filmmakers moving forward as well. And then the following week, as I announced on Tuesday, I believe, the next week's theme is going to be Mexican filmmakers. So if you have a film from a Mexican filmmaker that you recommend me to see, post it on the comments or on social media or email me at zerowizcast@gmail.com. So to recap, Tuesday, Chimes at Midnight, directed by Orson Welles. Thursday, the 007 debriefings with License to Kill. And on Saturday, The Bad Sleep Well, directed by Akira Kurosawa. I'm The Wiz, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.